Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I get it.
It's that kind of day, Hugh.
I get it. I'm not there.
That kind of day. You're not there.
Nah.
You're not panicking?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm trying to understand,
panic.
Man.
You know, full like, blown panic.
Trying to understand.
Trying to understand what? Offense sucks.
I mean, I it's a bad day.
It's not good, man. It's not good. All right, it's Blame Game Monday, and it's also Panic Monday. 215-592-9494. Your reaction is the Eagles go down at home to the Bears. The game 24-15 was the final. It didn't actually really feel that close. They got blown out. I mean, they got blown out at home by a Bears team that very few people took seriously until they walked in here and kicked the crap out of the Eagles for 3 hours. All right, we'll get back to the phone lines in a second here. First, though, the play caller. I mean, we heard the fire Petullo chants, fire Kevin chants during the game on Friday. That was loud, and you understand why. I mean, the offense stinks right now. So Nick Sirianni asked after the game, are you considering a change with the play caller?
Just to clarify what you said earlier about evaluating everything. So does that mean you are evaluating, like, changing the play caller?
No, we're not changing the play caller. But we will evaluate everything, and that's what this weekend. We'll have another little mini bye, and I think that's the, you know, another short week, another short week that leads to a long weekend where we'll evaluate everything. But again, like I said, after that, it's never just about one person, right? You win as a team, you lose as a team, and you try to evaluate everything, win, lose, or draw, and get better from it.
Hugh, it feels like we are at the point of the season where it's either they're going to do it or they're not going to do it. We're running out of time here. So if he was this feels like if they're going to make a change of coordinator, this feels like the last time they could do it, right? This is the only time they're going to have extra rest for any game, right? After this, they're going to play on a short week against the Raiders. Yeah. They'll play on a short week against the Commanders. They'll go to Buffalo, they'll play the Commanders, then it's the postseason. So, like, this is an extended mini bias, Sirianni said. If they were going to do something, this feels like the spot to do it.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think they are either.
Because there's a lot at stake here. I'm pretty sure. Like, here's the thing, people. I think that when Kevin Petullo signed on for this job, he probably signed on with the understanding that he was going to get a chance to actually coach it. I mean, you know, and I feel like they feel that he's done a pretty good job of what he's done up until this point, even though for a lot of us fans it feels like he's in over his head. Mm-hmm. Again, people, this is not just one thing. That's the easiest thing to point out, but I don't think it's just the one thing. I think the fact that the offensive line isn't playing well, you know, that's a big reason. I think the running game has not, you know, shown itself all season long. That's another thing, and for whatever reason, we are limited in the creativity that our offense is shown. But here's the thing. This is why I don't know if it's all on him. Because the offense hasn't been creative since I've been here. Been here for 3 years. So I don't know. And we've had three different coordinators.
It was just more effective at times. It wasn't creative.
Yes, but it was never that creative.
I agree.
So I don't – it's hard for me to sit there and say, okay, it's all him. Because we've always talked about – The 49ers came in here a couple years ago. They said we were predictable. Like, this is the same storyline. So, for me, it can't just be the coordinator because that's been the storyline for three seasons.
I agree with you. I mean, like, I'm not going to – if they fire or demote Petullo today, I'm not going to put up a stink. I mean, he hasn't been any good either. But I don't think he's the biggest reason for this. A.J. Brown after the game, let's hear from him, as he certainly was more productive the last couple weeks than he has been. But he spoke, and everyone listens when A.J. talks about the offense. Here's what he said about the offensive issues right now.
I think lack of execution. Yeah, today I had another penalty. I just felt like that can't happen.
Are guys getting schemed open enough?
Yeah.
So then why is it passing all things?
Execution.
I mean, guys, we don't have to read between the lines there. Are guys getting schemed open enough? He acknowledges they are getting schemed open enough. Then what's the problem? Execution. I mean, it's like Groundhog Day. He's talking about the quarterback. If guys are open and the play caller is calling up plays where guys are open and the ball's not getting to those guys on time, whose fault is it?
I mean, that's a fair assessment.
I mean, I don't know how else I'm supposed to take what he's saying.
That's a fair assessment. I think, again, I don't think it's just him, though. It's a lot because this is the same quarterback that took us to the Super Bowl.
So I think we're dancing around an issue that we've known about, we just have lied to ourselves about. There are quarterbacks that drag you places, and there are quarterbacks that you can win with. Jalen's not the first one. You can win with him if things are good around him.
It feels like he's regressed. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that's not the case.
Right, but like it feels like if the team around him isn't very good, we're just going to shrug our shoulders? Quarterbacks that get paid like he gets paid are expected to lift elevate. All boats, yeah, and he's not elevating anyone, right? I mean, at times I'm watching the game Friday, I wonder, do they practice? Like, there's plays, when he threw the ball to Saquon, and Saquon isn't even turned around, like, oh, did we practice this week, or are we just rolling the ball out there and trying to play?
That's where, for me, the arrogance comes in at. And that's, to me, on coaching. Not blaming it all. Like, this is the thing, because what's going to happen today, no matter what you say, people are going to glom on to one aspect of what you're talking about. Mm. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing about where we are as Eagles fans right now. But here's the truism that what I saw. The fact that you're talking about on that one wheel route where Saquon going into the flat.
He went to the flat.
And he turned around. Like,
the ball's thrown past him. He didn't turn around.
But here's the thing, Joe, for me, being in those practices. If Saquon does that in practice, it's like, dog, what are you guys doing? You guys need to be on the same page. That to me, is working out in the offseason. That's having a rapport. That's not coming to work and being in the huddle. And not talking to your quarterback. The quarterback is your lifeline to success. And you've heard on more than one occasion, when you ask these offensive players, do they talk to the quarterback? They say, no. Like, they talk to him, but not like that. So who is that? Like, that's on the players. That's on the court. That's on everybody.
Yeah.
Because if I come to work, Joe, and I know, say, Like this morning, it's a little late. So I come in this morning.
Traffic Douglas on a Monday.
Well, you know, I'm always. But my thing is this. If I came into that meeting and I don't say anything to anybody about what you were talking about before I got there, then I'm lost. Like, I got to get caught up. So I'm like, hey, what's going on? What were we talking? What are we doing? Like, that's what you do when you work with somebody, whether you like that person or not.
Of course, you want to be on the same page.
Especially when you – and see, this is where – when people get mad and I question leadership, and like a couple weeks ago, I got a lot of heat because I said I questioned Jalen's leadership. You know what a leader does? Make sure everybody's on the same page. For y'all people that don't know what leadership looks like, it's not just what you do on the field. It's what you do off the field. And if you're not on the same page as the people that you're working with, and you're supposed to be the leader, then guess what? That's when I can question your leadership.
Well, I mean, let's go back to probably the biggest play of miscommunication the whole game. I mean, the play, again, you could say Petula is a moron or not. He called a play that had Devontae Smith coming wide open over the middle. And on the other part, other hash, Dallas Goedert is raising his arm. It looked like they were like grown-ups playing against kids where they can't cover him. It was totally busted coverage by the Bears. It should be a walk-in touchdown to either guy. I mean, I don't care if he throws it to Devontae. I don't care if he throws it to Goddard. That play, design, call, moment up against the defense Dennis Allen was running was a walk-in touchdown. And the Eagles couldn't even get a catch
arrogance.
On it.
Like, to me, in all of this, in everything that we're talking about, the biggest culprit is arrogance. Like, seriously. That's the biggest culprit.
It's cost them right now. It is cost them. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's unpack it all. Your phone calls. Chuck and Mount Airy's up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, what's up, Joe? Joe Gillio. What's the Dillio Hugh? What's going on?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, listen, man, I'm not apologizing to A.J. Brown. I don't think why we should. He's the Judas of the Eagles. If you know what I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he separated this locker room. You know what I mean? He took a lot of people with him. You know, he's just setting a bait for what he's going to do next year at another place and don't care less if he wins here. So that's another story. But, you know, he did wrong. He did wrong, man. But I'm going to say this real quick. This quarterback is terrible. And that's just the bottom line of it all. You know, Kevin Petullo is the low-hanging fruit. And, you know, everybody's going to blame him. But for 3 years, this passing offense has been bad. And Jalen Hurts has been a part of that. He's going to be a part of two of the biggest collapses in Eagles history. Jalen Hurts, that quarterback. He's not a $50 million guy. Can't pull you out of bad situations. And I tell you right now, everybody on offense is suffering behind it. Now, if you want to answer how to fix this, you got three running backs here that you're supposed to get involved here. Just like Andy Reid got Buckhalter, Westbrook, and Steele involved when he didn't want to run the ball, but he had no choice because he had three great running backs there. You know, now you got three runners. You got Saquon, Bigsby, and Hurts. You got to use his legs more and more and more. You can't be afraid of him getting hurt at this point. And if he gets hurt, you might want to see Tanner because now you want to see if it's Tanner McKee, if he can come in and move this offense, or this Jalen Hurts, you know what I mean? And I guarantee if Tanner got in this offense, I would have bet my mortgage that this offense would get going. See, last year we was fortunate. We had Kellen Moore. And Kellen Moore was able to get things right because he's an experienced play caller. See, Sticks around 2 years ago, he didn't have an answer either. He didn't have an answer. You know what I mean? He didn't have a multiple choice answer. Just like this year he don't. Because he don't have Kellen Moore to lean on. He don't have Nick Shane Steichen to lean on. You know, these guys are experienced play callers that have done it before. So he's able to pivot to the run game and get the best out of it that he could, Kellen Moore. That was a big loss last year. And I kept telling people, well, listen, you know, Kellen Moore is a huge loss, I'm telling you. And they think he didn't do much last year, but he did much with what he had. And I tell you, this quarterback, every coordinator that comes in here, you're going to see Steve Nicks say he's not good because he can't run an offense with him because he only can do so much. He's limited. He's not a $50 million guy. And all you people out there who think he's a great quarterback, that third, reluctant to a Super Bowl last year, thank you for the Super Bowl. But I tell you, I bet you Tanner McKee will come in here and do a much far more better job than Jalen Hurts.
Chuck, listen, man, I know you're not the only one thinking that. And Chuck, man, good phone call. Always appreciate it. I mean, it's long enough with the offense playing like this that it is natural to wonder what another quarterback would do.
It's natural, but it's not going
to
happen.
Well, that's fine. But it's natural to think it and wonder it. I mean, it is. I mean, the offense stinks. It's watching a team with a bad offense is it hurts your eyes. They can't move the football. They can't move the ball. What are you laughing at?
This is not a laughing matter.
It's not laughing matter.
It's just the way he said it. Listen, I did all I could do Saturday. I'm
Saturday?
Past it.
What'd
yeah,
you do?
What'd you do on Saturday?
I'd cope with it for Saturday.
No.
Like after the loss.
You're supposed to bottle it up and save it.
No.
When we come
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. I didn't utter a word about this since Friday.
I pretended it didn't happen and then woke up today
and
said it happened yesterday.
And now we yell about it today.
Happen. Listen, and I just.
Don't you go soft on them. Don't you go soft.
I just. Listen, and I know the kids nowadays are different, but when I saw Buddy come in with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
His nails finally painted, just threading the needle the way that he did. Yeah. Kayla Williams
there. Yeah, you know, maybe Hurt should start painting his nails.
I was just like,
I'll
man.
Take anything at this point.
I was like, dog.
Get it going.
Came in. Like, we came in, oh, it's the Eagles. And you remember we had people call in. This is what I'm talking about. Oh, they're the 27th ranked defense. Oh, they can't do it. Man, they came in and spanked our bottom. Well, pulled the pants down and just spanked our little bottom.
What does it say? All right, so I'm glad you said that. 27th ranked defense, the Bears, right? And the week before, we went up against the 30th ranked defense. Yeah. In the last six quarters of football, we have scored 15 points against two defenses that are nowhere close to great.
Arrogant.
We stink.
Well, no, I'm saying we're arrogant. Like, that to me screams arrogance.
Yeah, it does. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
It's not a good morning, Aaron. Not a good morning at all.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, if you woke up this morning and you're fogging up a mirror, today is a great day, okay? And today, you know, we just had a holiday where part of it was we gave thanks for what we're grateful in our lives. And I just wanted to take this moment to thank the Philadelphia reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles, because I was about to drop $1,200 on four tickets to the Monday night game against the Chargers at SoFi Stadium. And after the last two performances, there is no way in hell that they are going to get a dime out of me. This team, this reigning Super Bowl champions, has been playing like a reigning Super Bowl champions. I mean, they are playing like the Tennessee Titans. And it's not the quarterback. It's not the head coach. It's not the offensive coordinator, the offensive line, the wide receivers, the running backs. It's all of them put together. They are playing like a disinterested, okay, not hungry team that I'm going to say for the first time since they won the Super Bowl, they all have the Super Bowl syndrome right now. You got Jordan Mailata out there playing like when he misses a block, like, oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. You got Saquon Barkley when he runs up the middle and gets a yard and a half gain. Oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. You got Jalen Carter when Deontay Swift, who gets knocked over by a strong wind, you know, runs 12 yards down the field. He goes, oh, well, we won the Super Bowl. This team has got to pull their heads out of their asses and start realizing that if they're going to be serious, there are going to be changes that have to be made. And, you know, Hugh is right. This is not a player thing. This is a coach's thing. In the NFL, the mark of a great coach is taking what he has in front of him and getting the best out of them.
Yep.
Okay? And Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo are not doing it at all. And I don't even blame the defense last week because they've been standing on their heads the
last
couple weeks.
Well, they had, but they were bad on Friday. I mean, you're right. For the most part, they were good. They've been good this season, better than the offense. But Friday, I mean, you can't give up 281 rushing yards. 281. That's a joke.
Here's what I'm going to say. And I had an argument, you know, over the holiday with my Uncle Jack, who, you know, he kept hounding this one point, and it's starting to make sense. Is all these three and outs, you know, we talk about how this team doesn't turn the ball over. But guess what? As many three and outs as we have, those are turnovers.
I know.
And at some point,
some of us trying to tell you that the last couple of weeks, and no one wanted to hear it. I mean, I agree.
Well,
you're right.
It has a realization.
It has. It's a cumulative effect on the defense. They're gassed. The offense sucks. I know.
And so you guys know how I feel about the Chosen One, about Sky Marshall Hurts.
Yeah, Sky Marshall.
About the field general. Mm-hmm. I absolutely positively love him. I appreciate everything that he has done, but we have to get to the bottom line of what the issue is with this offense. And so I think it's time to bring out the Mormon missile. It's time for one Tanner McKee to lead us to the promised land. Let's go Super Bowl 60, E-S-E-L-E-S-E-O.
Aaron, appreciate it. That is three McKee calls in an hour.
That was the only time I've ever given Aaron the music.
I know. He had to earn that thing. It's going to get louder. just wait for this. This is going to get louder and louder and louder. And what do you want me to say? I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about what the offense would look like if it was a different quarterback. This stinks now.
I mean, I'm not about to persecute you for that.
Thank you. I just would be louder if you persecute me for it.
Yeah, but there's a financial burden.
It's not my money.
Yeah, see, here's the reality of that. is you can't put the genie back in the box.
No, you can't. No, I
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't expect anything to happen anytime soon. I just know this. If this season ends the way it looks like it's going to end, I fully expect the Eagles to draft a quarterback next season. I mean, this is just not good enough quarterback play. Howie Roseman hedges when things get bad or things are about to go bad. We're watching a quarterback that I'd be shocked if it ends this way, if it doesn't improve, that we just roll into next season as if nothing happened here. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a prize to give away here, Hugh Douglas. It's time for a little Combo Con.
Combo Con!
Yes, it is Combo Con. Hugh's Clue still on the shelf here. Combo Con presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, today everyone's playing for the qualifying prize pack, which includes Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, the umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. And if you win today, automatically qualified for the grand prize, which is going to be given out in a couple weeks here, which includes the Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. All thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen, for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 in rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Remember, celebrate responsible. All right, today, you know, let's keep this one simple. Let's look for, I think most people out there would say right now as an offensive brain trust, mm-hmm. Petullo and Sirianni is a bad combination.
So you're taking that one off the board.
Let's go with bad combinations. Bad combos in honor of Petullo Sirianni, which is a pretty bad offensive combination right now.
The Eagles and my mental health.
Hugh Douglas and accountability. Mm-hmm. That's a bad
combo. Yeah. Well, it's a great. I pair well with accountability. I'm always
like a fine wine and a nice red wine and a steak.
Yes.
Yeah, great that pairing. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't have drinks and food together.
No, I don't.
You should. All right, 215-592-9494.
Bad start for you.
Bad combinations. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize and is automatically entered for the grand prize. All right, let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP.
Black Gritty.
Hey, you. I'm going to keep that one in my pocket, you. The quarterback played just well enough to win. I'm going to keep that. You started out to throw it down. I'm going to hold that one for another day. Jalen Hurts, unmitigated garbage the last game. I'm not saying he's a terrible quarterback, but that game he was unmitigated garbage. You want the defense to do what they're going to do, and you want to talk about three and outs? They got work from opening scheme. That was a scheme play. They were moving that line all over the place. Motion in the ocean. I think I might have a bear in 9 months. The way they was moving the team back and forth on the defense, it was embarrassing. Fangio, I mean, the NFL knows what they're doing. Giving us the hardest schedule, 3 games, 18 days, whatever. They want to see us fall. They get what they want. But defensively, embarrassed players, coaches, everything. The offense, now, see, Hugh, you ain't been here in 3 years. Let me tell you how it works. You get a good OC that can tell Nick to shut up, and we go to the Super Bowl. You put in one of his little rookie friends that listens to Nick, and the team falls apart when they ain't got no answers. Q putting in somebody else confident, bring somebody else who's not. So my quarterback needs to evolve, right? Joe Julio, we've talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. He needs to get better, right? So what happens if you hire an offensive guy who's a wide receiver coach, an offensive mind, he called plays for the Colts? How come he can't evolve? Because every time he gets to be the basically leader of the ship, the team either falls apart, dry snitching on the internet and to the web, and then I lose a lot of games when he's the only main guy. When you've got a rookie guy underneath him, one of his little boys, the team falls apart. You put somebody in there competent with some seasoning, some flavor, at least the team gets to the Super Bowl. So Nick Sirianni, you going to sit here, where's the flowers growing? How come you ain't been in a team meeting? Kent Petullo must be paying people on the side to dry snitch on the media. Because this dude's getting all kinds of cover. Bro, you suck. And if you suck enough to listen to Nick Sirianni, this is the offense we get. Because sometimes you got to have pushback. I mean, you give Jalen Hurts 2 weeks, he looks like Peyton Manning out there against a spaz defense. I know he can do it, but something's got to happen. And you want Tanner McKee? Hey, Chuck, is Tanner McKee going to keep my ladder from getting pancakes? Is Tanner McKee going to go to the coach and say, hey, can I get Tank Bigsby in here? Because Saquon's running 3.3 yards a game. Tank can get one touch. After Saquon said he needs to get up and funky, been playing like trash. You don't get his other kid one touch? That's the arrogance, Hugh Douglas. But is Tanner McKee going to help them rush? Is Tanner McKee going to tell Saquon, hey, turn around, catch this ball, dog? I mean, what more is going to happen? Again, Hurts play like unmitigated garbage. But Tanner McKee can't run. The moving missile is not fleet of foot. This offensive line isn't what it was. Lane Johnson, a newsflash, when Lane don't play, the Eagles don't win a lot of games. So, again, do what you want to do, but you said it. This dude's got $50 million and no trade clause. Unless you're going to cut him, then we're stuck with him for another year. What I need my head coach to do is actually evolve. Go steal some players from somebody else. Because you see what happens when you get the Bears, a good offensive coordinator, head coach? He has the answers. He can make up the test the way he wants it to be. And that's the difference. Embarrassed top to bottom, unmitigated garbage. Give me another coach here.
You want
to get another quarterback? Give me a better coach.
Well said. All right, Black Gritty, what do you got for us? Bad combinations.
You know what? I'm so upset. Nick Sirianni and Jalen
Hurts. Oh, Black Gritty hitting us with that one. Black Gritty, good phone call. Sirianni and Hurts, is it? Well, right now it's not that great of a combination. 215-592-9494. Merrill Reese will join us coming up. And all your phone calls. Panic level right now. I'm in full panic mode. I mean, this is not good. We're sounding the alarms today. And blame game. I put it squarely on two people on Friday. The head coach, who literally has no answers, and the quarterback who played like garbage on Friday afternoon. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Combo-Con. We're looking for bad combinations on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos. Your home for all your favorite NFL bets, from yards to touchdowns to who will win. With FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% PBT this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.